USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced Wednesday that Florida will send its own law enforcement officers to Arizona and Texas along the U.S.-Mexico border to combat what DeSantis called a created crisis that has led to increased criminal activity in Florida.
We have problems in Florida we've been forced to deal with over many years, but particularly over the last 6 months because of the failure of the Biden administration to secure our southern border.
The Republican governor did not share many details about how the operation will be conducted, but he did mention that the officers would be deployed at the border for a period of 16 days. Russian media is having a field day at President Biden's expense after the Biden-Putin summit in Geneva Wednesday. State-run news agency RIA claimed the United States president had suffered an early defeat in the face-off because his light blue tie was upstaged by Putin's burgundy geometric pattern one. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Trump weighs in on Wednesday's Russia-U.S. summit. Dan Naraki reports.
Many are evaluating what the president achieved on his first overseas excursion. Former President Donald Trump believes that nothing was achieved by the U.S. in the meeting. He tells Fox News that President Biden gave Putin a large stage, but got nothing in return.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was just another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people, and, you have to form your own judgment.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
With regards to what America has accomplished this week in Europe, President Biden is getting low grades for representing the United States. Nothing was accomplished with regards to the threats posed by China and Russia. Former President Trump on the phone with Fox News points out America's energy independence will be gone in a matter of weeks.
We had a point where we were getting the fuel for zero. In fact, they would give you $38 if you took it. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Now, we had to straighten that out because that would have hurt our industry. But we ended up having a great energy industry, and we ended up with low prices. And now we're not going to be, within a matter of weeks, we will no longer be energy independent. And we are going to be relying again on the Middle East and Russia and all of these other people because we are being led very, very stupidly. And I said this during the debates, but actually people did listen, and they voted properly. And that's the way it goes. But they lied. They didn't talk this. They never said. This is a Bernie Sanders dream, what's happening right now. He can't believe it, because this is far worse than Bernie was ever going to be. Bernie Sanders would have never even thought to suggest some of the things that are happening right now.
Hong Kong's Apple Daily newspaper said 500 police officers searched the pro-democracy newspaper's offices and arrested five senior executives on Thursday. The arrests were made under China's new national security law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.